Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's time to go around Broadway with New York Times theater critic Charles Isherwood. Playwrights Horizons has kicked off its fall season with a bold new play called Booty Candy. It's about growing up black and gay in America. You could do that kind of story in a lot of ways. Playwright and director Robert O'Hara is doing it as a surreal, explicit comedy. Charles, what should audiences expect from Booty Candy?
Well, it's a pretty wild ride, especially for, you know, subscribers who are not used to hearing a lot of four-letter words thrown at them. But it's very funny. It's an uproariously funny play at times. So I think the humor sort of leavens the sort of shock of the explicit sexuality.
And what kind of style does O'Hara use to make his points about attitudes toward gay sexuality in America now?
Well, it's a complicated play. It's sort of a series of sketches, actually, some of which are quite absurdist, which is where the humor comes in. Some are a little darker, more serious. It sort of traces the life of the central character named Sutter as a young boy, as a young man, as a young playwright, and how he deals with attitudes toward his sexuality.
Do the performers embrace this over-the-top style that's in some of the absurdist parts of this thing?
Yeah, it's a really terrific cast. Philip James Brandon, who plays Sutter, has the more serious parts, but there are four other actors who do like 12 different highly comic, intensely funny roles. Some of them have been with the play for a couple of rounds now. It started, I think, at Philadelphia and went to Washington. And it has a sort of sketch comedy vibe, like In Living Color or Saturday Night Live, when those shows are actually good. They're actually quite terrific.
Playwrights directing their own work can sometimes be overindulgent. Does Robert O'Hara manage to keep temptation at bay in this production?
Well, it's possibly a little bit long for what it is. You know, it's about 2.5 hours, but it keeps churning out bigger and bolder jokes, so I didn't really mind that some of the scenes probably went on a little too long. And I think his direction, actually, he's actually very well known as a director. He does a lot of directing. His direction really captures the style that is very distinctive about this play, and another director probably would have more trouble calibrating it. So I think it's a very wise choice in this case.
If some of the material is a little absurdist, is it going to be confusing to audiences? Do we understand O'Hara's purpose in this play all the time, or are the audience members going to be confused in moments?
Well, the plot is very complicated. Halfway through, you sort of realize that some of the scenes that do not have to do with Sutter's life are actually scenes written by various black playwrights whom we meet midway through the play. So it is a little bit unsettling and confusing. You think, where is this going? But I think that's sort of healthy sometimes, to keep your attention focused, wondering what's going to happen next and how it's all going to add up.
And it's worth the ride.
Oh, definitely. I think it's one of the most interesting new plays on the boards right now.
Robert O'Hara's play, Booty Candy, continues through October 12th on the Main Stage Theater at Playwrights Horizons here in New York. And we go around Broadway with New York Times theater critic Charles Isherwood each week here on WQXR.
WQXR is supported by Manhattan Theater Club, presenting The Country House, a new Broadway comedy by Donald Margulies, the Pulitzer Prize-winning writer of Time Stand Still and Dinner with Friends. Tony winner Daniel Sullivan directs this New York premiere about a family of performers who are forced to improvise when a weekend at their summer house takes an unexpected turn. The LA Times says The Country House is deliciously inviting and a good deal of fun. Now in previews on Broadway. Tickets at telecharge.com.